booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Correction, Mr. Announcer. That is Gracie Award winning Juliet Huddy and Frank
Morano. You're very sweet. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday to you. What a great weekend we had. I know you talked about it on the other side of midnight. Make sure to listen to Frank Monday through Friday on the other side of midnight.
From 1 to 1 5. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got Christian and Gabby working the control room. We have Sid in with sports. Joe Nolan is back.
Yes.
We always love to hear our Joseph. And we've got a couple things to tell you about. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, we do have some breaking news about Switzerland. And I also have some tips. I know a lot of you are getting ready for vacation. You're going to be traveling. You're going to be taking planes. So I'm going to tell you kind of my little schedule right before I leave. In the meantime, Frank, Washington Square Park. I don't know if you've been by it anytime recently.
I'm afraid. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh, yeah. It was once again a you-know-what show over the weekend. Can you imagine living across the street from a beautiful park and a beautiful area, only to see it turned into basically a rave every night?
It's crazy.
I know. It's complete with the blaring music, the screaming partiers, sex, drugs, and increasing violence. This past week saw the gamut. Police say two people were stabbed during a roughly 10-person fight around 2:15 a.m. Oh, boy. That was after another scary incident earlier in the evening when a 43-year-old guy was punched and kicked after two guys saw him filming a nearby fight. Well, how dare you? Also, right around all of this, a 77-year-old cook at the Washington Square Diner was pushed through a plate glass window after a rowdy customer flipped out over being kicked out. So it's just a disaster there. Now, cops have put a curfew in, but nobody seems to want to pay attention.
Yeah, so now what was the story this weekend with the curfew? Did they make it later? Because I remember there was some change with the curfew, and I was curious what that meant in terms of the rampant debauchery.
I don't think people wanted to leave, and I don't understand how this happens in a city like New York where you've got the strong, best police force in the world. I mean, they should have just taken them all in. I don't get it.
It is wild over there. All right. Well, President Biden is taking part in his first NATO summit today in Brussels. He wrapped up a three-day meeting with the G7 nations yesterday in England. The world leaders promised 1 billion COVID vaccine donations for poorer countries. They pledged to end the pandemic by getting as many people protected as fast as possible. They also vowed to tackle climate change, aiming to remove all man-made greenhouse gas emissions by 2050.
And we're going to get to Joe Nolan just momentarily, but we have some other news. Vice President Kamala Harris making history once again. America's first black and female vice president is also the first to march in a pride event. This one was down in D.C. She was wearing a pink blazer over a T-shirt that read, "Love is love." Her husband, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, was by her side. Harris's visit, of course, wrapped up what was a pretty rough week after her trips to Mexico and Guatemala were widely considered a fail by both sides of the aisle. And, you know, CNN, some of their on-air folks really, I wouldn't say went after her, but really kind of said, man, she just, it was pretty rough.
Mm.
You know, her behavior was very disappointing.
Well, somebody that is full of disappointments is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the 7th.
Wow.
And that's Joe Nolan.
Very nice.
Joe, where did you skip off to at the end of last week where you left us with
I was
Jeff
down in Lavalette, New Jersey.
Oh.
Well, you need to clear that with me first before you leave.
I apologize now. I guess you're a Gracie Award winner. That means I've got to run everything by you.
Absolutely.
All right. That's fine. I got no problem with
so
that.
So you were there for leisure, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Hanging out. Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun and good 4 days, all fired up, ready to go now. I've got two Wawa chocolate-covered donuts in me from 3:30 this morning. I'm on
wow,
a sugar rush.
Breakfast of champions. All right, how are the roads looking this morning, Joe?
All right, Long Island Expressway between Bagatelle Road and Deer Park Avenue. There was a collision there. That now apparently has just been cleared, so there might still be a little bit of a brake check going through there. West Side Highway southbound again slow. 72nd Street to the off-ramp at 56th Street. An accident there also being cleared. Staten Island bound for Rosano. The lower level, again, that overnight maintenance. That's usually there. And mass transit to running right on or close to schedule. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. With traffic on the 7th, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. We've got some weather to get to as soon as my computer starts to work again. yesterday, I have to say, I was very disappointed. I thought we were going to have a nice, beautiful, sunny day. It was for a few moments out, at least out in Huntington. But then it was pretty cloudy for the rest of the day. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Very troubling.
But it looks like we're going to have some showers this morning, maybe scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. But we will see the sun peek out. It's one of those graphics where you see the little sun, the cloud, the lightning, and the raindrops. So you're going to pretty much have a gamut of everything. A high of 72. Tuesday, we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 79. And unfortunately, Wednesday, it's not going to be exactly beautiful. We will have some intervals of clouds with some sunshine popping out there, a high of 80 degrees. And Wednesday night, 58 degrees. Thursday, it looks pretty nice. That's the day that I leave on my vacation.
Well, we will miss you.
78 degrees, nice sunshine. I'm glad to see that because I don't like flying when there's like crazy thunderstorms and things like that. Mm. Cannot handle
that. And then I will be gone the week after that you're back. So
look at this.
We're going to have, we'll have to
come
up.
Who's going to be doing this show?
Well, I guess I'll do it solo when you're away. You'll do it solo when I'm away.
No, but when we're both away.
I think that's only one day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess that'll be Christian. We make him do everything else. All right. More talks are underway about reopening the border with Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms he and President Biden talked about coordinating measures at the G7 summit, but there's no date set yet. Canada is easing one restriction, though. Residents can skip the mandatory hotel quarantine starting next month. They'll still be tested for coronavirus upon entry and must have a negative result.
A grim anniversary over the weekend. It was 5 years ago that a man walked into a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and massacred 49 people, injuring scores more in one of the most depraved mass shootings this country's ever seen. 29-year-old Omar Mateen reportedly wanted to avenge U.S. airstrikes on ISIS. On Saturday, President Biden announced that he will soon sign a bill to turn the abandoned club into a national memorial in remembrance of those who lost their lives that day.
Former President Trump is giving himself credit for putting more Republicans in Congress. During a weekend rally in Wisconsin, he claimed the Senate would be split 60-40 with a Democrat majority if not for him. He blamed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for losing two seats in Georgia and criticized his actions leading up to the January Capitol attack. He also again alleged last year's election was rigged.
It was a very shocking event for its time. I remember covering this and thinking, gosh, how does this happen? That was 1998. Since then, we've seen so many mass shootings that, you know, a lot of Americans have simply become numb when we hear of another one. But back in 1998, when 15-year-old Kip Kinkle killed his parents and then killed two classmates, it was front page news for days. The Oregon man is now 38 years old, and he is speaking out for the first time, behind bars, of course. Kinkle told the Huffington Post that he has tremendous shame over the murders. He says he's worked hard to overcome childhood schizophrenia. Over the years, he's also earned a degree and become a yoga instructor. A bill passed last year stopping juveniles from being jailed for life. It does not apply to Kinkle. He was asked why he's never spoken, actually, publicly until now, and he said that he hates the violence that he's guilty of, but also he didn't want to play a part in glorifying that.
Speaking of similar issues, a gun safety group says road rage shootings have killed or injured one person every 18 hours this year alone. Jeez. Every town for gun safety analyzed data and found cases have been rising since 2018. They say one third of such shootings from 2016 to 2019 ended in a life lost or someone hurt. And since last year, deaths and injuries rose to 50%. That's led to a monthly average of 42 deaths over the past 12 months.
A Brooklyn man is being hailed a hero after jumping in to save two young children, a toddler and an infant, after their mom tossed them out a second-story window. The nightmare unfolded right around 11:30 Saturday morning in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. Carl Chin says the mother then dove out herself. She apparently then, once she was on the ground, started hitting the baby's head on the concrete. Oof, gosh. All three were naked. Chin says the mother seemed really out of it, but then suddenly snapped back into reality and started thanking him.
Wow.
Horrible story.
A Virginia school district says it will appeal a judge's order to reinstate an elementary school gym teacher. Tanner Cross was suspended after telling the school board he wouldn't follow a proposal requiring him to address transgender students by their preferred pronouns. He said it was against his values and religion. A judge ruled last week he was exercising his right to free speech. He was allowed to go back to his job and will stay on until a trial is held. The district plans to take the case to the state Supreme Court.
First daughter, Lara Trump, daughter-in-law, is in the crosshairs after making what some say was a call to arms over the weekend. She was appearing on the Judge Jeanine show discussing Kamala Harris's handling of the border crisis when she said this.
And I don't know what you tell the people that live at the southern border. I guess they better arm up and get guns and be ready. And maybe they're going to have to start taking matters into their own hands.
The latest data shows illegal crossings have skyrocketed this year. Mrs. Trump, who is married to the former president's second eldest son, Eric, also accused Harris of being busy, quote, laughing off the crisis.
Well, we'll have sports with Sid Rosenberg in just a minute. But hundreds of buck naked. Well, let me hold off on the nakedness. I will tell you first.
Why?
Well, something to look forward to.
Oh, good.
Well, more talks are underway. And we've been chronicling them regarding infrastructure. Now, there appears to be the framework of a bipartisan infrastructure deal on the table that both parties have agreed to in principle. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says it does not include a gas tax hike, and it doesn't include things beyond actual physical infrastructure. The price tag is expected to be in the neighborhood of $1 trillion as negotiators resume their talks today.
It is now time for Sidney Rosenberg. We had a wonderful time at the event on Friday, the Talkers event.
Yes, it was very fun, and your post was the funniest part of the day, actually.
Yes, Sid goes up to the panel. He's sitting on the stage, taking pictures of his socks, looking at himself in his little iPhone mirror thing. Oh, my God. You are just...
She caught me. It's on video.
How can I not catch you? You're up there on the stage in front of all of us.
You did
it. It was a good time.
A terrific job.
You did. It was great.
Well, you as well, Julia. Thank you. It was a good time. It was a good time. Bad weekend for the locals in baseball. I should say bad Sunday for the locals in baseball. We'll start with the Yankees, completely shut down by Nola and the Phillies. Yankees take it on the chin once again. They lose 7-0. They got swept by the Phillies this weekend. The Yanks now, after 65 games, are just one game over 500. They're 8.5 behind the hot Tampa Bay Rays, fourth place inside the American League East. It is time to hit the panic button if you're a Yankee fan. Now, the Mets, they had a chance to sweep San Diego, but the Padres put together a 6-run seventh inning, highlighted by a grand slam home run by Fernando Tatis Jr. Joey Lucchese was upset. He had to come out of the game. The bullpen, combination of Familia and Barnes, blew it. Here's Mets skipper Luis Rojas on the arms.
We didn't have Castro, Diaz, Lugo. We just didn't have any of those guys available tonight, and you know, for us to, for the other innings left, we have a couple innings left in the game, and to go through this lineup, we need a May to close the door.
Good news for the Mets is at 32-25, they're still in first place atop the NL East, 3 better than Philly, 5 better than Atlanta. They host the Cubs in Queens later on tonight. The Islanders, game one against Tampa Bay, they get the win. 2-1 the final score. Here is Barry Trotz on his hockey club.
Well, I think number one is just managing the puck. Two, we were disciplined. Three, we didn't take a lot of risk, or unnecessary risk. I shouldn't say we didn't take risk.
All of a sudden, things getting interesting for the Brooklyn Nets. They were up 2-0 over Milwaukee, really coasting to look like an easy series win. That series is now 2-2. The Bucks beat the Nets yesterday, 107-96. Kyrie Irving sprained ankle early, never came back. Now, all of a sudden, no James Harden, no Kyrie Irving. The Nets are down to one superstar, and that series is now a best of three. Harden may be back Tuesday night for Game 5. We have to wait and see. But again, that series 2-2. In the Western Conference, the Suns, they made very quick work of the Nuggets, beat them 125-118 last night to complete the four-game sweep. Sports at 15-45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com and paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. For sports, I'm Sid.
517 with traffic. Here's Joe.
All right, Frank, coming down the west side, Highway 72nd Street on that off-ramp there to 56, there's an accident. So delays for about 15 blocks coming southbound at the bottom of the west side highway. If you're Staten Island bound, Verrazano, lower level, that's shut again for maintenance. That's ongoing eastbound Long Island Expressway between Bagatelle Road and Deer Park Avenue. Earlier accident that was there has now been cleared. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there right on or close to schedule, and alternate side is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com, not to be a backseat driver, but if you need need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. We are looking from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center at a decent day today. We're going to be, it's going to be a little bit hazy. Not too fantastic, not too horrible. About 72 degrees tomorrow. We cool off a little bit. And Wednesday, we start to get a little bit warmer, getting into the mid-70s. By Thursday, we should get up to 77 with lots of sun. And right now, the temperature is 71 degrees in New York City.
Wall Street welcomes a fresh trading week with this morning's opening bell. This after last week's final trading session ended on a slightly higher note. The S&P 500 notched a new record finish as investors largely shrugged off inflation jitters. Losses in Caterpillar and Johnson & Johnson weighed on the Dow. Apple, Tesla, and Netflix led the advantage in tech shares. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 13 points. The S&P 500 added 8 points, and the NASDAQ rose 49 points. Consumer inflation expectations for May are due out today. Median year-ahead expectations rose to 3.4% in April, and analysts are forecasting a 3.8% increase for May. That report will be out at 11 o'clock this morning. A Texas House member says President Biden's upcoming summit with Vladimir Putin comes at a high cost for the U.S. On ABC's This Week, Republican Michael McCaul says allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to proceed from Russia into Europe is not in America's best interest or the interest of European countries. He also noted that Russia hasn't paid enough of a penalty for allowing the colonial pipeline hack on the United States. McCaul believes President Biden may be going into the summit in a position of weakness because the U.S. has given up so much to get the Russian president to come to the table, Juliet.
Well, speaking of the G7, as you mentioned earlier, is a wrap. And unlike previous years under the prior administration, this year's event definitely seemed to be more of an all of us against China rather than just us against the world kind of vibe. The Biden administration's plan to get the member nations on board with a scheme to band together against the Asian behemoth was a success. Leaders agreed China's efforts to secure loyalty from smaller, weaker countries by financing big projects in those nations was an ongoing threat. The Group of Seven will now combine forces to help those same countries so they don't fall prey to Beijing's control.
Attorney General Merrick Garland will meet today with leaders from CNN, The New York Times, and The Washington Post to talk about leak investigations under President Trump's Department of Justice. It was recently reported that the Trump DOJ secretly moved to obtain email records of reporters, along with records of at least two Democratic lawmakers. CNN Washington Bureau Chief Sam Feist, who will be at the meeting, said that the policy needs to be changed and simple promises from the current administration aren't enough.
It looks like the First Lady of the United States hit it off like gangbusters, really, with the First Lady of Great Britain and her toddler son. Jill Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new wife, Carrie, were seen laughing and joking throughout the multi-day extravaganza. At one point, the ladies kicked off their shoes and waded in the surf along the beach at the Cornish coast as their husbands worked out with other members of the G7. They didn't work out like they just worked with.
Gotcha.
They might have worked out. I don't know. Well, I don't know what he was doing in his off time. Mrs. Johnson brought out the couple's year-old son, Wilfred, who sat in his diapers on the sand watching the women. Dr. Biden was reportedly smitten with the little guy, giving him a kid's book she wrote. Joey came out late last year, and it tells the story of the president's early years as a little boy who would stand up for children being bullied.
Interesting. Hundreds of buck-naked or barely clothed cyclists pedaled through New Orleans' French Quarter in this year's Bear As You Dare event. The 13th annual Ride Saturday marked a comeback after taking a year off because of the COVID pandemic. Many onlookers cheered and seemed mostly amused by the free-spirited bicyclists. The event was meant to raise awareness of bicycle safety, and the riders' nakedness shows how vulnerable people are on bikes.
I actually think I have a story coming up
Oh.
about bikes and just nerve damage. So just stay tuned for that.
I will.
Delta Airlines is smarting a bit today after the news one of their off-duty flight attendants threatened to take down a plane midair. It happened on a flight from L.A. to Atlanta over the weekend. Passengers on the plane say a man who was dressed bizarrely in a helmet and knee pads. He was like actually on the plane with his helmet and knee pads. And,
oh, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that should have probably given someone pause,
red
don't
flag.
You think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, apparently he began acting erratically on the flight. At one point, he handed a working flight attendant a note suggesting that his seatmate was a terrorist. As if that wasn't scary enough, listen to this passenger's account of what happened next.
The pilot made an announcement and said, all able-bodied men, please come to the forward. There's an emergency. Come to the front. I got about halfway up before we were told to go back to our seats. The situation was under control.
Okay, first of all, this able-bodied, I would have had a meltdown if that happened.
Oh.
I would have gone crazy. First, my husband would have been running down the aisles at this guy.
I cannot imagine.
Can you believe? Apparently, the guy tried to breach the cockpit, but as you heard, he was subdued. The flight was diverted to Oklahoma City, where he was taken into FBI custody. And apparently, he was suffering from some mental meltdown.
I would think so.
Yeah, that's quite sad, actually.
Yes.
But you got to think about this. It's the flight attendant. So he's the one that flies through security,
right?
I mean, this guy has a lot of access to things that most of us don't.
That's for sure.
Which is slightly disturbing.
Bitcoin is just under $40,000, a two-week high for the cryptocurrency. The market again reacted to tweets from Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who said that the electric car company could eventually start accepting Bitcoin for payment again. Price has been sensitive to Musk's tweets and actions, from buying $1.5 billion in Bitcoin in February to later saying the environmental impact of Bitcoin mining is too high.
Well, who will fly to the stars or thereabouts with the Bezos brothers or Bezos brothers, however you want to say it? Someone who is loaded, but that's about as much as we know. An anonymous bidder forked over $28 million for the chance to ride with Amazon boss Jeff Bezos and his brother on the New Shepard rocket. It is going to be the first manned flight on Bezos' Blue Origins spacecraft. Blue Origins is a company. And the three will be joined by one other person as they fly to the edge of space on the anniversary of the moon landing. Now, the news is likely to push fellow zillionaire Richard Branson to get his space flight going. We know that it already has, actually. He's allegedly planning one for July 4th before Bezos' July 20th launch.
Now, this flight that this anonymous bidder bid $28 million on, isn't it something like a 10-minute flight or
it's
something?
It's like 11 minutes.
I mean, that is, I mean, look, it's exciting to go to space, but even if you had $28 million, what could possibly be worth $28 million for 11 minutes?
That you went down in history, and I mean, you obviously, if you're spending $28 million, you've got a lot of money. This is probably a Saudi sheik or something.
You think so?
Or a Russian. I'm going to say it's a Russian oligarch.
I know, but I feel like you should at least get an hour in space for
$28 million. Well, maybe they could do
million.
A couple
takeoffs
and landing. I thought the same thing. When I saw it was 11 minutes, I almost had a heart attack. But then mainly because I'm so jealous that that person has that much money. They can just flick it away.
I'm envious that they get to go to space.
Well, I couldn't care less about that.
Well,
I want the money.
Well, I'd like, ideally, you have both. But.
Show me the money.
All right. Well, 527, a gentleman who has put together quite a fortune in the traffic business is the inimitable Joe Nolan, who has been at this traffic game for quite some time.
Long time.
Since we were on the gold standard, actually.
Pretty much.
How are the roads looking this morning, Joe?
Well, you got a problem on the West Side Highway coming southbound. Still slow. 72nd Street getting off at 56th. And again, that because of an accident there, which is just about out of the way. Staten Island bound Verrazano, that lower level again. Still maintenance. Still in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Now, if you're coming up the Garden State Parkway, heading up the New Jersey Turnpike, 82, 82, 87, all that in New Jersey. Moving along very well this morning. An alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. And this report service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, the things that you need to take with you when you fly, especially on an international flight. We have some business coming up, do we not, Frank?
Well, in about 10 minutes, I will tell you exactly what you can expect when it comes to housing.
Okay.
A lot of people worry the housing market might be cooling down. I'll tell you.
All right. And we also have a disturbing whodunit turning families of a southern town against each other. This is a fascinating story. It's pretty, it's actually quite awful. But your headlines are next.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much. WABC Early News time is 5:30. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is arguing with Christian about something I see over there.
I'm not arguing. No, I was asking for Christian to help with audio.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. No word on my rose gold headphones?
I haven't seen them.
John is looking for them at home, but so far he has not found them.
Oh,
I think that they have mysteriously walked away from my locker. Happy about this.
Well, but this should be a cautionary tale for everybody listening that if you have a locker that you use to store items, you should always lock it.
Yes. Don't trust the people you work with, apparently. In your Jet Set Julia travel update, Frank, summer vacations are obviously starting up, and I'm going to tell you the things that I do before I leave on mine, the essential items I need to fly with that I think are items that a lot of people would probably really want, and they'd be happy that they had. The two apps that I go to religiously before every trip, and also make sure you make copies of these things. Frank. And by the way, on this day, June 14th, it's okay, you can yawn.
No,
do it. Do
it. It's
been
a long day.
I know, but you're holding it in. I know, it's very strange. June 14th, 1922. This American president is the first to use the new invention called the radio. In his address, he dedicated the Francis Scott Key Memorial in Baltimore. Who was this president?
Are you want to know now? Calvin Coolidge.
No.
Warren G. Harding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, I'm sorry that it took me two guesses.
And also, Anne Frank began her diary today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually said there was a picture that I always see whenever they show pictures of Anne Frank, you know, in documentaries or whatever. And there's this one particular picture where she's smiling and her little head is turned. And it just, every time I look at it, I have to hold back tears. It's just so awful. Just so awful to think about what happened to these poor people.
It's true. It is absolutely true. More than 32,000 New Yorkers have already cast their votes this primary election. Manhattan leads the boroughs with more than 10,000 ballots already in. There are currently 104 sites where people can vote early until June 20th. It comes as the race for New York City's mayor heats up between both Democrats and Republicans, with crime taking center stage. If you want to find your early voting site, you can go to the New York City Board of Elections website, or you can call 212-VOTE-NYC. That's 212-VOTE-NYC.
An update to a story we brought you a couple weeks ago. A teacher at New York City's Ritzy Dalton School, tuition, $55,000 a year, is out of a job. This is according to an email from the head of the place. The announcement comes just after Justine Fonte was blasted by parents and others for reportedly teaching young children about masturbation and other very adult-like topics. And she had some of these little animated videos that were quite shocking to hear and see, actually, even as adults.
Well, police are on the search for the suspect in a brutal robbery in Central Park. The NYPD released video of the incident, which happened near East 110th Street and East Drive around 10 o'clock Friday morning. Video shows a man walk up to a 40-year-old woman sitting on a bench, rip her phone out of her hands, and punch her in the face when she tried to get it back. Cops say a witness tried to stick out her foot and trip the suspect while another person ran after him and got the victim's phone back. He was still able to get away.
A disturbing whodunit turning families of a southern town against each other. Cops say they now think a 22-year-old gunned down last week along with his 52-year-old mom at their luxurious estate near Hilton Head was targeted. Paul Murdaugh is the son of a powerful South Carolina legal dynasty. He was awaiting trial, actually, on charges relating to a 2019 boat crash that killed his young friend, Mallory Beach. I think it was his girlfriend. She was reportedly thrown from the boat while he was behind the wheel. Now, Paul's great-great-grandfather founded a legendary law firm more than a century ago, really. It's been passed down generation after generation to Paul's family. Police say they now think it was Paul who was the one the killers wanted. His mom was just collateral damage. Clearly, your mind immediately goes to the people that love this Mallory Beach. It's very, very interesting to watch this unfold.
A school district in Morris County, New Jersey, is taking named holidays off its calendar. Randolph Township's Board of Education met Thursday, agreeing to simply write day off where holiday names would otherwise be displayed. The decision has been met with opposition, especially from the Italian-American One Voice Coalition, who's demanding the board reverse its decision. The same organization sued West Orange for removing a statue of Christopher Columbus.
Apparently, the school board, the Randolph school board, said that they're doing this as an effort to avoid hurt feelings.
Right. They did say that.
I mean, who's getting hurt feelings about
Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving? Initially, what happened was they made the decision to rename Columbus Day Indigenous
right.
Peoples Day.
Right.
So in that instance, a lot of the Italian-American groups and or folks that are that like Columbus Day, they would have had their feelings hurt.
Okay.
But now nobody gets a holiday.
Boy. I think this was used probably by every outlet that covered this next story, but the tale of a Cape Cod this is so good. A Cape Cod lobster man smells kind of fishy. if you haven't heard, this longtime lobster diver claims that he was gulped down by a whale. But he says the whale obviously didn't like the taste of him, so it spit him back out. Now, one of the guy's fellow divers says that he saw the whole thing. And indeed, Michael Packard does have some light injuries to his body. But cynics say something is rotten down under. Doctors and whale experts say the whole thing seems extremely unlikely. Medical experts in particular say Packard should have suffered serious injuries, including hearing loss, as a result of the change in water pressure. Now, Packard is sticking to the tail.
All right.
And so is his colleague.
Modern day Jonah, right? 5:37. Joe Nolan has all the traffic and transit on the 7th. How are you doing this morning, Joe?
I'm doing great. And we're doing pretty well coming in from the island, too. LIE, northern, southern states, all three look good. Starting to slow a little bit on the LIE at Queens Boulevard, but that's normal. If you're heading inbound, Lincoln, Holland, George, all three with only minor delays. Same thing as you travel on 80 and 280 and 287 in New Jersey. Just got a good look at the Garden State Parkway on the southbound side. We're still in pretty good shape all the way up and down. Also on the southbound West Side Highway now, one lane remains out as you get off at 56th and 57th Street. Again, you're backed up into the 70s. An alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We are looking at a very cool day, comparatively, 71 degrees. We may have some showers this morning, and there may be a scattered thunderstorm or two developing in the afternoon. Tomorrow, we're looking at 78 and kind of the same thing as today, although definitely a bit warmer. We're going from 71 to 78. We'll have some mixed clouds and sun, again, with scattered thunderstorms. Wednesday, sunshine and clouds mixed. Now we just have the new update. We should get up to 79 degrees or right there about 80 degrees on Sunday. Thursday, 80 degrees on Wednesday, rather. Thursday, we're looking at 77 degrees, mostly sunny skies. And as we head into the weekend, it's looking okay. Maybe a scattered thunderstorm here or there. 67 right now in Manhattan. It is time for business.
It certainly is. Wall Street welcoming a fresh trading week with this morning's opening bell. This after last week's final trading session ended on a slightly higher note. The S&P 500 notched a new record finish as investors largely shrugged off inflation jitters. Losses in Caterpillar and Johnson & Johnson weighed on the Dow. Apple, Tesla, and Netflix led the advance in tech shares. At the close, the Dow Jones gained 13, the S&P 500 added 8, and the Nasdaq rose 49. Redfin's CEO says the booming housing market is starting to cool down. Glenn Kelman told CNBC on Friday the real estate market has been hot rather than blazing hot the past few weeks, and said it's a good thing for the housing market. Many people have become frustrated having to participate in bidding wars and not being able to find a home that the buyer loves. Kelman says some of the key reasons why housing demand has been so strong remain present. He cited company flexibility with working remotely and moving from high-tax states to lower-costing parts of the country as contributing factors that keep the market's interest at higher levels than usual, Juliet.
Thank you very much. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jet Set Juliet. Let's start with some breaking news. For the first time since March of 2020, right when we really started getting hit with this pandemic, the TSA screened 2 million passengers in a single day. This is a milestone figure. It had been approached over the last few weeks, right around Memorial Day weekend especially, but it wasn't surpassed until this past Friday as the summer travel season kicked in. And add Switzerland to the list of European countries that are welcoming North American tourists back. The Swiss government announced it is going to be welcoming fully vaccinated North American guests as of June 28th. This includes a full opening of tourist infrastructures, including restaurants, events, and leisure facilities. Now, I know a lot of you are getting ready to fly. Airline travel has recharged, as you just heard. So in honor of those of you who will be taking to the skies this summer, I'm going to give you a rundown of how I get ready for vacation. These are the things that are kind of the top things that I do and that I make sure that I do every time. Number one, I always check out. I mean, this seems like a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't do this. Check out the travel weather websites. Those are really good websites because they don't just give you the weather and the forecast, but they give you other travel-related info like live cameras. So you can actually see for yourself what's going on in some of these places that you're going, you know, what people are wearing, how busy it is. Speaking of, number two, I'm a huge fan of live cams. Make sure that you check a few of them out before you go. For my trip to Italy, for instance, on Thursday, I'm checking out the live cam in St. Mark's Square in Venice and in Piazza Navona in Rome, you know, to see how busy things are looking. Are people wearing masks? What it's looking like as far as the curfews and outdoor seating. I mean, are the curfews being enforced?
How do you know if your community where you're visiting has a live camera?
First of all, you find out the address, as I've told you before. Get the address of where you're staying. Google Earth it. Go down, see what the area is called. Maybe go for some just little specific areas and narrow that down. But it's a pretty cool thing to do. It really does help give you a lot more information. For instance, I just looked at it, and where there are usually hordes of people right now in St. Mark's Square, thanks to COVID, the tourists still aren't coming in droves quite yet. So that's kind of going to be nice, I have a feeling. Number three, planes are cold, and they are uncomfortable. Even though I'm going to Rome, where the temperatures are in the high 80s and low 90s during the day, I'm still going to bring something warm for the flight over and back. I know you may have to shove it in your suitcase never to return until you return, but there's nothing more unpleasant than freezing for 8 hours. Get socks, too. I mean, just do all the things. It seems so obvious, but a lot of times you're just in such a rush and you never do them. These are really important. Number four, move your skin goop into small travel bottles. I'm talking about, you know, the stuff that you use, the lotion, all that business. Don't bring stuff that you're going to get at the hotel or Airbnb unless you have to, like shampoo, conditioner, hairspray, that kind of stuff. If you have to have something, okay, fine. But pour your liquid foundation. I mentioned this before. Ladies, your liquid foundation, pour it into a smaller bottle, or you may have to toss it out at security. And if you spend $50 on this stuff, you're not going to be happy. Mm. Bottom line, visit the drugstore and buy the travel-sized items. It's a pain in the neck when you're getting ready to travel. I know, but you're going to be thankful once you're there. Number five, make reservations at spots you definitely want to visit, whether it's a museum or a restaurant, because one of our friends' places is opening for the day before we arrive in Venice for the first time since the pandemic. This place is opening, which means it's probably going to be slammed with the locals making reservations. We made our reservation so we don't have to stand outside looking in. Number six, familiarize yourself with the neighborhood or district in which you're staying. Again, Frank, you asked this. I can't say enough great things about Google Earth. Download it, put in the address or name of your hotel, and then click on the little person icon at the bottom right. You're going to see blue lines come up on the image of the area you're staying. Click on them and you'll be brought right down to the street level so you can see all the bars and restaurants and shops and, you know, what the area looks like. Number seven, God forbid there are any delays or your bags get lost. It's always a possibility. So bring with you on the plane your must-have items. I mean, this is a no-brainer again, but people don't do this. You know, change of underwear, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, that kind of thing. You may get stuck on a plane. You may get stuck in the airport. You don't want to feel gross on top of being frustrated. Number eight, I would invest in a travel pillow, one preferably that's washable and that doubles as a scarf or a neck warmer. Get these on Amazon for $30. Bring cozy socks. I mean, if I'm not laying flat on a plane, I don't know about you guys, but I have a really hard time sleeping. I mean, I've got to be in first class laying flat, and that ain't happening. So oftentimes I just use my neck pillow. I bring a big sweater. You know, I create like a little curl up space on my...
I can fall asleep standing up.
Oh, you're so lucky. You don't want your shoes all over the seat or seat rest. So socks, you know, the really poofy kind, really comfy socks. Those are perfect. They'll keep you warm. And don't forget your adapter if you're flying internationally. Also, make a copy of your, not only your passport, but your driver's license. And that's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
Very comprehensive Jet Set Juliet travel update. And at 5:45, here's gentlemen who always have comprehensive sports casts.
Hey now.
The one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Monday morning here in New York City. Another bad weekend for the Yanks. Got swept by the Phillies. Really took it on the chin yesterday. 7-0 the final. Rough outing for Domingo Germán. He's been up and down all year. He's now 4-4. Nola shut down the Yanks. And the Yanks now find themselves at 33-32. They're in fourth place, 8.5 behind the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays. Folks, they're in trouble. Here's their skipper, Aaron Boone.
We're clearly in the midst of incredibly tough times. We've faced it throughout this season. And, you know, we're going to find out what we're made of and if we're the team we think we are.
Yes, we are. The Mets, they lost two. They had taken the first two from San Diego. I was there Friday with Bill O'Reilly. Saw that DeGrom masterpiece. Yesterday, Joey Lucchesi was sailing along. The Mets went to the bullpen. Familia and Barnes gave up a 6-run seventh inning, a grand slam home run to Fernando Tatis Jr. Padres beat the Mets by a final score of 7-3. Here was Lucchesi on getting pulled.
That's all I can do. I told him I wanted to keep pitching, but I guess I just got to keep showing that I can get through the order three times, and I can pitch.
Mets are still 32-25. They're still in first place atop the NL East. Three better than Philly, five better than the Braves. They host the Cubs in Queens later on tonight. The Islanders took game one, beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in that series as they try to move on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And bad news for the Nets. They were just moving along easily. Led Milwaukee 2-0. That series has now been reduced to a best of three. The Bucks won again yesterday, 107-96. Even up the series at two games apiece. But worst news for the Nets, star Kyrie Irving was like a very serious ankle injury left in the first. He's out. Harden is out. They're down to just Durant. Game five coming up for the Nets on Tuesday night out west. The Suns made quick work of the Nuggets. Beat them last night 125-118. They swept that series. And for the first time in 11 years, the Phoenix Suns are back in the NBA, in the Western Conference Finals, I should say. Sports at 15:45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers with sports. I'm Sid.
5:47 with traffic. Here's Joe.
Southbound West Side Highway is slow at the Boat Basin right down through 56th Street. An accident there on that off-ramp. Two lanes are now out of service as they start to clear this thing. Inbound on the LIE, a couple of slowdowns. Main Street through Queens Boulevard, but all in all, in pretty good shape, leaving Suffolk all the way into the Midtown Tunnel. Eastbound on Route 80 in New Jersey. Out in Denville at exit 38, there's a crash. They're working on that. Just apparently happened in the last few minutes. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. And this report is a service of UPSJobs.com. Ready for a job that gives you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $18.50 per hour in an active job that you'll take pride in. Enjoy big-time growth opportunities with Team UPS. Search and apply now, upsjobs.com/Parsippany. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Coming up, President Trump lashing out. This time it's Biden and Emmanuel Macron in the crossfire.
This is the WABC Early News.
Welcome back, everybody. WABC News time is 5:49. President Trump lashing out again. This time, it's Biden and Emmanuel Macron in the crossfire. The French president was asked how it is to be working with America's new leader, to which he responded.
And I think that what you demonstrate is that leadership is partnership. And we do appreciate it.
Macron also said it was great to have the U.S. leader, quote, part of the club. Meantime, Trump again claimed the election was stolen, and he was very angry about the comments about Biden from Emmanuel Macron.
And we want to wish former President Trump a very happy birthday today.
Is it his birthday today?
Yes, it is. He is.
I guess you wouldn't be wishing him happy birthday if it wasn't.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Just forget I asked that question.
He is 75 years old today. All right. Speaking of elections and Republicans, a lot of attention being paid to the Democrats running for mayor, where the candidates leading seem to be Eric Adams, Andrew Yang, and Catherine Garcia. But there is a Republican primary for mayor next Tuesday as well, although early voting has begun. And one of the leading candidates, who we know quite well here at this radio station, Curtis Sliwa, got a helping hand in his effort from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani over the weekend, who was on Staten Island with Curtis Sliwa campaigning at the Food Truck Festival at Mount Loretto. Here was a little bit of Mayor Giuliani explaining why he's supporting Curtis Sliwa.
Need to have somebody that has Staten Island in their heart. And Curtis does. Curtis understands Staten Island. It'll be very special to him. Doesn't mean other people aren't going to like it, aren't going to care about it. Curtis has that special feeling for Staten Island that you need, because Staten Island has some special needs because it's different than the rest of the city. But it also gets affected by the same things as the rest of the city. The terrible amount of crime that's going on now. Totally the cause of DeBlasio, with a lot of help from Cuomo. I mean, we don't have to have this crime if we had sensible bail laws, if we actually held people in prison.
Curtis Sliwa is facing off against longtime taxi and bodega advocate Fernando Mateo.
And a top Trump advisor was crossing her fingers for a Biden victory. That is the word in a new book by Andy Slavitt. The health expert was part of the Biden White House pandemic response team, and he recently stepped down, saying his short-term deal had run its course and he wanted to get back to his family. But now the author claims colleague Dr. Deborah Birx, you remember her, told him that she was hoping that her at-the-time boss, President Trump, wouldn't make it a second term. Slavitt points to Birx being sidelined and silenced by the former president when she balked at pushing his claims. She announced her retirement this past December.
Community members in Sayreville, New Jersey, are upset after military flags were recently removed from a parkway overpass. A rally was held yesterday near the Main Street Bridge, which demands for the Turnpike Authority to allow the flags to fly. There had originally been flags representing each branch of the military. The agency says only American flags can be placed on turnpike parkways and bridges. Today is, of course, Flag Day.
Royal alert, a royal alert, an update on Lilibet Gate. If you're not familiar, royal rebels Harry and Meghan named their baby Lilibet to honor Queen Elizabeth, whose family nicknamed her that when she was a young princess. Drama ensued when someone leaked word to the BBC, which reported the couple had breached protocol by not asking the Queen's permission to name their daughter Lilibet first. The Daily Mail now reporting the Queen has signaled an end to the longstanding royal policy of never complaining and never explaining. She allegedly now wants palace representatives to quickly qualify whether the couple is spreading misinformation. Just a personal note, are we really going to believe that the Queen, a grandmother, is mad that her grandson and his wife honored her by naming their baby after her? I mean, this sounds like a lot of harassment from the people the late Princess Diana called the men in gray suits who drive the goings-on at Buckingham Palace. Mm. And a lot of spin by the Daily Mail.
A cicada
Mm-mm.
A cicada is being blamed for a car crash in Ohio. A driver in Cincinnati last week said a cicada flew into his open window while he was on the road and hit him in the face.
Yep.
That caused him to swerve into a pole. The man wasn't hurt, and police said he was a great sport about the whole incident. Swarms of cicadas have been emerging in the mid-Atlantic and Midwest for the past few weeks after 17 years underground.
Yeah. The only thing that's worse than cicadas nonstop smacking your windshield, your front windshield in your car, is when they fly in and smack you in the face.
Well,
and it has happened to many of us.
I'll be honest, I was not too worried about these cicadas, but this does cause me some concern because I always drive with the window open, always.
Well, there are no cicadas around, so isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll get here soon.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. A gay couple is getting the last laugh after a Facebook post went viral. Shows a couple Arby's receipts. So this is interesting. So this gay couple goes to an Arby's, and on the receipts, it shows the three-letter homophobic word starting with an F in place of their name. The men posted the slur along with a message reading, "So, this just happened at Arby's. Happy Pride, huh?" The Indiana employee was fired on the spot.
Professional shark taggers warn many great white sharks are lurking off Long Island and New Jersey. The New York Post reports trackers say a 600-pound shark named Rose and a 16-foot, 3,500-pound monster called Mary Lee are among the group. The OSearch Research Foundation reports thousands of sharks currently off the East Coast searching for food.
This is why I don't go into the ocean.
I see.
You just don't do it. And this is why we're getting a guinea pig.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand.
Safe.
Well,
they're just safe.
Well,
they're cute.
As opposed to a pet shark, you mean?
Yeah. Well, no, like, as opposed to just going and doing things in the ocean.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Get a guinea pig to tickle our animal fancy. Prayers and well wishes streaming in from across the world, from sports heroes to royalty, after Denmark soccer star Christian Eriksen suddenly collapsed on the pitch during a match over the weekend. It happened near the end of the first half during a game against Finland. Eriksen was given CPR as his teammates formed a makeshift wall to give him privacy. You could actually see some of the video of this. Some of the teammates could be seen crying. His wife came out of the stands freaking out. Understandably, Danish Football Union officials say their superstar player is awake and undergoing testing.
5:57. Let's check in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. How are the roads looking this morning, Mr. Nolan?
Frank, Juliet, still delays coming down the West Side Highway from the boat basin all the way down to 56th Street. On that off ramp, there is an accident. Two lanes are out. If you're inbound on the LIE, very, very slow from Main Street through Queens Boulevard. It's normal stuff. That doesn't change any day at all. And then eastbound on Route 80, coming no way to 38 in Denville, an accident. Alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of Liberty Mutual. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today we're looking at showers this morning, maybe some scattered thunder showers this afternoon, a high of 71. Tomorrow we jump up to 78 degrees, but we will have a mix of clouds and sun and some scattered thunderstorms around the area. And on Wednesday, 79 degrees for the high, sunshine and clouds, 77 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 67 degrees.
One mischievous raccoon put his nose where it didn't belong and got stuck in a sewage drain cover. A fire department near Detroit was shocked to see the head of a raccoon sticking out of a sewage drain lid, but no body. They first tried to free the small creature by putting soap around its neck, but failed. They tried a few different methods before finding some cooking oil and putting it around the raccoon's neck. They were then able to successfully pull out the body, freeing the animal without any injury.
Oh, how horrifying.
Well, sad. I mean, it's a happy ending.
I know, but it's just all these little critters and cicadas. What a nightmare. We have lots coming up in the next half hour. We have traffic on the sevens. We have more weather updates for you and more updates on the G7. And actually, what happened behind the scenes at the tea between the president and his wife and the queen. I can't wait to talk about that.
And some more crime in New York City, where violent crime appears to continue to be on the rise. We're going to tell you about that. And Sid Rosenberg will be here to give us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. And I have an update of a sad story involving a DWI accident, and that really is a cautionary tale to everybody that drinks and everybody that drives. And a day after Bill de Blasio's crackdown on illegal fireworks, there have been some cracking down on illegal fireworks. We'll tell you about that.
And I can't wait to hear about Sid and his trip to the game the other day, because didn't DeGrom get hurt?
Well, he had to leave. He had to leave the game.
Like sixth inning or something?
Yes, but hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it was just muscle strain or something?
We will find out from
Sid
Rosenberg.
Let's cross our fingers. Sid will be up momentarily, yes.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Couple of minutes after 6, it is 67 degrees. I'm Frank Morano. This is the WABC Early News. Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend.
Happy Flag Day, everyone. Happy birthday to former President Donald Trump. He's turning 75 today. And Christian and Gabby are in the control room. Sid is up with sports momentarily. Yes, Christian, he's nodding his head. He's ready to go. And we're going to get to some news, starting with a new study to tell you about. Researchers have found white boys who grew up around black neighbors were more likely to become Democrats. The study suggests the socialization effects of childhood have long-term impacts on us as we grow into adulthood. I think that's fairly obvious. The scientists culled data from U.S. census rolls dating back to the 1940s, which back then were viewed as quite thorough. You know, people were like, yes, the census taker's here. Oh, and, you know, they were so excited to tell the world about their lives. Not so much anymore. But I thought that was really interesting.
That is interesting. People had nothing to do back then.
That's true. Yeah.
Four people are facing charges after FDNY fire marshals seized more than $8,000 worth of illegal fireworks. Authorities say three men and a woman, all in their 20s, were taken into custody Saturday morning. It came just one day after Mayor de Blasio promised to crack down on fireworks following a slew of complaints last summer. New York City sheriff's deputies announced two more arrests related to the fireworks haul yesterday.
Concerning bit of news for parents this morning, a CDC study found suicide attempts among teen girls skyrocketed over the past couple of years. But interestingly, they only edged up slightly for teen boys. Data shows weekly visits to the ER among girls jumped more than 50%. For boys, it increased 4%. Experts say there are a couple things probably that are going on here. Number one, social distancing took away important peer connections at school. And number two, females are generally more likely to admit to and get help for suicidal thoughts.
YouTube is banning Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator for a week for talking about coronavirus treatments. The company on Friday said it is suspending Senator Ron Johnson for 7 days for violating their medical misinformation policy. Johnson talked about using drugs like hydroxychloroquine and other cheaper drugs to treat the coronavirus. YouTube says its policy prohibits videos that mention those kinds of treatments. Johnson says his suspension shows that YouTube has too much power.
For the first time ever, the Westminster Dog Show was held outdoors, not in New York City. The 145th annual event is the second longest running sporting event in the U.S., right after the Kentucky Derby. And this time it took over the grounds of beautiful Lyndhurst Castle up in Tarrytown, New York. A Pekingese named Wasabi won Best in Show. This thing is like, it's just one big blob of fur.
Yeah.
It's hair.
Cute,
it's adorable.
Cute little dog.
Yeah. But I mean, can you imagine the upkeep?
Oh, no. I mean, I can't.
But these dog show people.
Oh, their
you
life.
Saw the movie Best in Show, right?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's so
I know.
Funny. It's such a great
show. I've heard
show.
It's great.
Fred Willard is just the best.
6:07, time for traffic and transit on the sevens. What's your story, Joe? Are you a dog guy?
Oh, yeah. I love dogs. I've had golden retrievers my whole life.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, then we have a little labradoodle named Sadie. She's 13.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, she's a great little, great, great dog. Anyway, Henry Hudson southbound. Good news. Getting off at 5657th Street, an accident there has now been cleared up and out of the way. If you're eastbound on Route 80, there are delays now as you start to come in between exits 39 and 40. Apparently an accident there with injuries. One lane at least going to be out of service. That might be there a while. Southbound on the Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur coming down to Interchange 17, an accident. That's in the left lane. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations once again today are in effect. Mass Transit's good. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, showers this morning, maybe some scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high of 71 degrees. The thunderstorms will continue through the evening, and that'll give way to some steady rain overnight. Tomorrow, we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 78 degrees. We may have some scattered thunderstorms as well. Wednesday, 79 degrees, a mix of clouds and sun, and 77 with mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Currently, it's 67 in Manhattan.
Moviegoers are making more noise for A Quiet Place Part 2. Not only did the thriller come out on top this weekend with another $11 million in ticket sales, but it also set a box office milestone. It's the first movie to surpass $100 million during the pandemic, and it'll be heading to the streaming service Paramount Plus after 45 days on the big screen. The musical In the Heights came in second, followed by Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway.
He is back. Former CNN legal expert Jeffrey Toobin's not so former anymore. He was caught, of course, back in October, masturbating during a Zoom call with colleagues. With not surprisingly little fanfare, he's returned to the airwaves. It actually happened this week during a segment with afternoon host Allison Camerota. He once again apologized, saying he is a flawed human being and he made a mistake.
We all know Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a lot of clout on the left. She believes that more can be done for everyday Americans if Democrats push for infrastructure reform alone. She appeared yesterday on CNN's State of the Union and questioned whether the concessions made to Republicans are enough to help the working class. She believes more can be done if Democrats go for their priorities alone in the Senate than to allow Republicans to try to negotiate a deal that enough GOP lawmakers will support. Ocasio-Cortez argued that Democrats were elected to lead in Congress and they should be able to decide the scope of legislation that gets done for the American people.
I have an update now on a fascinating discovery that we told you about a while back, maybe a month or so. Archaeologists found a cache of silver coins dating back to the time of Holy Roman Emperor Charlemagne, roughly 1,200 years ago. That's not the exciting part of this story. Well, it's exciting, of course, but the hoard was unearthed in Poland, and now experts think that they know a little bit more about the story behind the silver. They have the markings, the silver does, the markings of Louis the Fair, Charlemagne's son, but it was Louis's son, Charles the Bald, who historians say may have tried to fend off an attack by the Vikings on Paris by essentially using the coins as a bribe. And the reason that they think this is because it is very rare to have found these coins outside the empire, and Poland was, of course, far outside the empire. So how did it get all this stuff get there? Probably through a bribe. And probably through the Vikings.
Goldman Sachs workers are going back to the office in the U.S. and the U.K. today. Last week, Wall Street giant required its workers to report their vaccination status. In a memo, workers were given until last Thursday to disclose whether they got the vaccine and which shot they received. The company says the information will allow for a safer return to the workplace. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission said it's legal to ask workers about vaccination status as long as the information is kept confidential.
This is an awful story out of Tampa, Florida. A father and his three-year-old child are dead after getting swept out into the ocean by strong currents. But another man, 27-year-old, ran out to the surf to get help. He was also overtaken, apparently. The young man's girlfriend was on with 911. She was reporting the tragedy. A boater spotted the father in the water and soon after the child. Authorities are still trying to find that rescuer, Christoph Murray, who they are calling, of course, a hero. Mm. And obviously, they're not very hopeful, unfortunately.
A therapy dog is back home a week after it was taken during a carjacking in Brooklyn. Luna was found on Utica Avenue and Linden Boulevard. It was last Saturday when a 73-year-old woman was dragged from her Honda Civic near Mill Avenue and Mayfair Drive before the suspect made off with her car and her dog. The car was found in Williamsburg on Wednesday. The dog was found this weekend, but the suspect is still on the loose.
She is doing time with a rock star, and now she's making others do time. Penny Lancaster is a former model, and she is currently the wife of rocker Rod Stewart. Now, a few years back, she was on a reality show over in the UK called Famous and Fighting Crime, where couples up essentially celebrities and cops, as the title suggests. But apparently she fell hard for the law, recently passing the test to become a City of London police officer. She's been spotted busting guys urinating on the street, and she even helped save a suicidal person. By the way, the Royal Rock couple married back in 2007. Oh, isn't that wild? I mean, you see video of her walking around. It's
that's
like,
wild.
What?
That is wild.
That's crazy.
Three children are unfortunately without their father after a Lyft driver was killed by an alleged drunk driver early Sunday morning in Queens. The accident happened around 4 a.m. at the crossroads of Fresh Pond Road and Elliott Avenue in Maspeth, leaving 47-year-old Muhammad Hussein dead. Police say 22-year-old Eric Chimborazo was drunk when he ran a red light and T-boned Hussein's car, adding he was arrested after initially leaving the scene only to return. Family members say Hussein's wife doesn't know how to tell his youngest child that their dad isn't coming home.
And as we celebrate Pride Month, we hear of yet another famous face coming out. If you were an American Idol fan circa 2008, You probably remember this guy. One of my good friends was in this that particular season, Carly Smithson. And I remember David Archuleta very well. He was the runner-up in the competition, losing to David Cook. The baby-faced singer is a staunch Mormon, and he announced via social media that he struggles with his sexuality. He says he came out as gay to his family years ago, but then has since felt feelings for women as well as men. So he says, I perhaps am bisexual. He also admitted he doesn't have strong sexual desires. And as for his supporters, he asked for his supporters to become more understanding to those from the LGBTQ plus community.
Somebody that's very understanding to the LGBTQ plus community is the gentleman who's tasked with delivering you sports commentary on a daily basis, the one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. The Yanks. Oh, man, what is going on with your New York Yankees? They can't figure this thing out. Another brutal weekend. Swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. Yesterday was really ugly. Domingo Germán got beat up. He's now 4-4. Nola shut down the Yanks. 7-0 the final score in this one. Here is Aaron Boone, the Yankees skipper, after another Yankee loss.
We're clearly in the midst of incredibly tough times. We've faced it throughout this season. And, you know, we're going to find out what we're made of and if we're the team we think we are.
Yankees are now 33-32. They're in fourth place inside the American League East, 8.5 behind the hot Tampa Bay Rays. The Mets, they had a chance to sweep San Diego this weekend in Queens. They were on their way. Joey Lucchese was pitching well. Then the bullpen imploded. Familia and Barnes, a 6-1 seventh for San Diego, highlighted by a Fernando Tatis grand slam home run, and the Padres beat the Mets 7-3, the final score. The good news for the Mets is 32-25. They are still first place alone atop the NL East. Right now, three better than Philly, five better than the Braves. They'll host the Cubs in Queens later on tonight. How about those Islanders, huh, folks? It's getting very exciting. They win this series. They're going to play for the Stanley Cup, and they beat the champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, yesterday. 2-1 the final score. The Islanders up 1-0. On the basketball side, news not as good for Brooklyn. They were coasting, leading Milwaukee 2-0 in their series. And all of a sudden now, that's been reduced to a best of three. Bucks beat the Nets yesterday, 107-96. Kyrie Irving, sprained ankle, looks really ugly. Left in the first quarter. They're down to one superstar now, just Kevin Durant. That series is now 2 games apiece. They'll play game 5 tomorrow night from Brooklyn. With sports at 15:45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. PeerlessBoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. I'm Sid.
Sid will be back in just a moment to give you a preview of what you can expect on the Bernie and Sid show this morning. Here to give you a preview of what you can expect on the roads on your way to work is the inimitable Joe Nolan. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, still pretty good, really, to be honest with you. Again, as you travel southbound West Side Highway, that earlier accident, that has now been cleared. All the traffic, too, is also eased out. So as you come southbound West Side Highway, much better than what we had before. Inbound at the Holland Tunnel, though, now about a 15-minute delay, particularly coming off of 1 and 9. There were some earlier problems, Lincoln and Holland, George Washington Bridge, other than that one approach to the Holland Tunnel with minor delays. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur, 16E, accident left lane, eastbound on Route 80 at exit 38. There's an accident. And on the Taconic, southbound up in Pleasantville at Route 117, there's a crash. Again, right lane out of service. And alternate side of the street parking rules, once again today, are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, I'm just looking kind of at the week ahead, and it looks like just a nice week temperature-wise. We're not going to get into the 90s or anything like that. It looks to be pretty much the high 70s, low 80s. But as for today, we have some clouds and showers, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, a high of 72. Tomorrow, we're jumping up to 78 degrees for a high, but we still will have some scattered shower and thunderstorms. But the sun does look like it'll maybe pop out in certain areas. Wednesday, 79 degrees with some clouds and some sun. And by Thursday, it looks absolutely beautiful. Maybe some clouds from time to time, but otherwise 78 degrees and lots of sun. It is 67 in Manhattan right now. And I think it's time for yours.
That it is.
Brilliant business.
Well, I don't know about brilliant. What's brilliant is the S&P 500, which once again set a new record on Friday as all three major stock indexes finished higher. We'll see what happens when markets open in about 2 hours. Americans are driving their cars, SUVs, and light trucks longer than ever. New research shows the average age of vehicles on the road in this country is more than 12 years for the first time ever. The research firm IHS Markit's annual report shows the average age of vehicles on the road is 12.1 years, up from 11.9 last year. Researchers say this represents the increasing durability of cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as the rising cost of new vehicles. Amazon is expected to top Walmart as the nation's biggest retailer in 2022. Analysts at JP Morgan say the prediction is based on Amazon's rapid expansion into new categories, such as grocery and apparel. The report also notes strong growth of third-party sales and the rapid rise in Amazon Prime subscribers, which now number more than 200 million. The online retail giant expanded its share of the U.S. e-commerce market to nearly 40% in 2020, as more Americans relied on Amazon to deliver the goods during the pandemic.
And I'm just watching CNN right now. The president is making his way into the NATO meetings, his first as U.S. president, as I can read on the Chiron there on the screen, as Sid was watching that. Sid, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It was nice seeing you on Friday.
It was at the Talkers Convention.
You did
a terrific job up there. Got
so
contentious, your panel at one point.
Oh, yeah. But funny enough, not with me.
No.
I was an angel on that panel.
Yeah, it was Rich Zeoli and that woman that's
from Connecticut.
Connecticut, the judge in Connecticut.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, the funny thing was right when it was over, we all stood up and they went over to each other and started laughing. So
yeah,
it just kind of shows you it's entertainment, people.
Exactly.
Entertainment.
Right. What was the gist of why they started arguing again? What was the
because Rich from Philadelphia, a new
WPHT.
What's his last name? Reality?
Rich Zeoli.
Zeoli.
Yeah. Because he said something about how he has been vindicated because he has said from day one that the COVID virus was created in a lab, which
right.
I actually agree with, but he's
100% right.
I don't know that I agree that it was leaked intentionally. I think that it's very possible that it just accidentally leaked out, but you never know. It doesn't make any sense why the Chinese would want to wipe out their own people.
Your panel, Mr. Rosenberg, went over very well your performance. I enjoyed you and my friend Brett Winterbull, but you really raised a lot of eyebrows at times. You made clear that your philosophy in radio was doing what you want, whatever
correct.
You want to do.
That's right, right. I don't care what the listeners want. I don't care what management wants. I do what I want to do.
And
if I come in enthusiastic and excited,
yes.
and I like what I'm talking about, people are going to love it, evidenced by my major success.
I can't tell you how many people, I'm sorry, but how many people on these panels said the same thing. Please let the talent do what they do. Otherwise, if you're telling talent to do something that they're not comfortable with or that it's not their vibe,
right.
it's not going to work.
Well, it's a waste.
I have a meeting with management at 9 o'clock. I'm just going to say I'm not listening to any of your suggestions.
You
I'm going to do what Sid suggested.
I've done that. I've done that to Dave, to Craig, to Chad, to all of them. So
I am going
to
try.
You got to stand by your principles.
I will do that.
They're not going to find somebody better than you. So what are you afraid of?
They're going to find somebody better.
They're not going to find somebody better.
They're not going to find somebody better than you.
What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show today?
Well, Monday mornings are always great. Rich Lowry from the National Review, the editor, also Politico and NBC's. I meet the press quite a bit. He's great. He goes over the whole political weekend. A lot going on, right? I mean, Bibi, especially in Israel, mm-hmm. out after 12 years. So we'll talk to Rich Lowry about that. Then I find out from John Katzmatidis that Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News, is a big fan of mine. And he actually reached out to John and said, I want to go on the show with Sid and Bernie. So we're putting him on.
Very nice.
That's all you got to do.
Very nice.
Say I'm a fan of the show. So he's going to stop by at 8:40. He is the real deal. Him, Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Oz. Mm, the real deal.
Nah, I don't know about that.
All right. And
he didn't find my mom's lung cancer. She was his patient. So
I
don't know that he's the real deal. I have to be honest.
Is that true? He was really your mom's patient?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was my doctor, too. He did not find her lung cancer.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not going to bring that up.
Fairly obvious.
I'm not going to bring that up. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, don't bring it up.
And finally, Dov Hykind is going to stop by. He was just in Israel about 2 weeks ago, and he'll talk about the whole Bibi stuff. But we'll also talk a lot about my appearance Friday on Wendy Williams,
yes.
which went swimmingly well. So.
That's great.
Yeah, it was great.
How was the Met game Friday night?
That was a blast. It was just Bill and his son and somebody else, his son's friend. And I tell you, it was fun because it was a beautiful night. The weather was great. And there were 27,000 people. And the Mets are in first place. And Jacob deGrom is on the mound. He's the best pitcher in baseball. And the energy and electricity was great. I haven't felt that in 2 years. I tell you what, I could have taken an Uber home, but I was enjoying the crowd so much when the Mets won and the game was over. I hopped on the 7 train.
Oh.
I got home at like midnight on Friday. I hopped on the 7 train down to 42nd Street, back on the Uptown 1, and ended up having a blast with the fans in the parking lot on the way out once the Mets won the game. It was fun. It was like pre-COVID. It was back to normal baseball, Mets and first. Yeah. Right, great stuff.
That is nice. I mean, I tell you, like, three of the four starting pitchers for the Mets, best in baseball. But today we got David Peterson.
Against the Red Hot Cubs. Yeah. The Cubs are red hot, so could be ugly.
About today.
But it was fun. It was a great weekend. Great seeing you, Juliet. You really were great on Friday.
So are you.
And we got a big show today, so keep it right here, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, then.
Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show. From 6:30 to 10, featuring Rich Lowry and Mark Siegel. And we want to thank the folks that make this preview of the Bernie and Sid show possible, Peerless Boilers, which do such an amazing job when it comes to tankless water heaters. I am a new homeowner myself and strongly considering patronizing.
Normally we hear Sid do that, but he actually ran to the bathroom.
Well, you know what it is? It's he can't hear well. And so when he walks out and takes those headphones off, he can't hear
were standing next to him and his back was to you and you said in just a normal voice, "Hey Sid," he wouldn't hear you. I mean, it's that bad.
It's true.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, we have a couple more little stories to get to. You know that reporter who broke the story of the June 2016 secret tarmac meeting between former President Bill Clinton and then AG Loretta Lynch?
Yes.
He died. Christopher Sein had been working in Phoenix when he got that big scoop, but he has since moved to Birmingham. I think he started out in Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken. He went to anchor the evening news there. Local police say the 45-year-old's death is being investigated as a suicide. And, of course, you've got all the conspiracy theorists saying, oh, no, no, no. That bothers me because literally they came out immediately saying that. And you don't know the story going on. And this must be very difficult for his family to hear that kind of stuff.
I'm sure. Yep.
Like you're, you know, suggesting that your husband has been murdered by the Clintons. It's just, I mean, really? Do we have to really go there? Give it a little time.
Exactly. All right. Front page of the New York Post today, headline, "Oh, Maya. Wiley bashes big money but takes Soros cash. Hypocrites rip city built by and for billionaires." She is being Maya Wiley is being heavily criticized for what's perceived to be an anti-Wall Street, anti-capitalist message, even though so many of her donations come from Wall Street and similar sources. You can bet that you're going to be hearing about that and all the other aspects of the mayor's race coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. The Troopers Union, for instance, is backing Eric Adams for mayor, saying that he is the best candidate when it comes to New York City safety.
And we talked about this earlier. We teased it. Women are dealing with nerve damage issue from bicycle seats, you know, especially women who are riding these Pelotons constantly. It's creating nerve damage, which is leading to sexual dysfunction.
Ooh.
Yes. So be careful, ladies and
Stay
gentlemen,
off that
obviously.
Bike.
Yes. That's why I don't exercise.
Please,
I will not very much. All right, traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Well, have a good day, guys, and we've got delays inbound on the Gowanus BQE extra from the Belt Parkway right to Hamilton Avenue. A stall, one lane going to be out of service at that point. Eastbound on Route 80, an accident out in Denville at exit 38 on the Jersey Turnpike. Southbound, the Eastern Spur is slow into 16E with a crash in the left lane. 15 at the Holland, minor delays at George and at the Lincoln Tunnel. And still delays on the number 5 trains on alternate side again today. Is in effect. This report, service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.